Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Lillard. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Al Rubling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chubby Dean. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Chubby Dean. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alan Strange. Batting second. The right fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Gallagher. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Emil Bildilli. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Emil Bildilli. And now, play ball. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard hits a fly ball into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball four. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubling fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive towards first. McQuinn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berardino fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball four. Al Rubling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Lobs reaches second base with a double. Gallagher moves to third. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gallagher scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 1, Browns, 1. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift takes first base on ball 4. Emil Bildilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bildilli hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McCoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0 for 1 in the game. Lillard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berardino fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoy hits a line drive towards first. McQuinn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0 for 1 in the game. Strange hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gallagher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Gallagher reaches second base with a double. Radcliffe moves to third. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Lobbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berardino fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berardino fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. Berardino hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hefner hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Swift hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rubeling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 0 for 1 in the game. Rubeling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0 for 1 in the game. Dean bunts towards the mound. Bill Dilley fields it and throws to first for the out. Rubeling moves to second. One out. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0 for 2 in the game. Lillard hits a line drive into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 2 in the game. McCoy takes first base on ball 4. Rubeling moves to third. Moses moves to second. Vern Kennedy now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rubeling scores. Moses scores. McCoy moves to third. Johnson moves to second. It's 5-1, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCoy scores. Johnson scores. It's 7-1, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rubeling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0 for 2 in the game. Strange takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Strange moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn strikes out. Two outs. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Chapman strikes out. One out. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rubeling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0 for 1 in the game. Dean takes first base on ball 4. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0 for 3 in the game. Lillard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lobbs. The throw from Hayes and he is out, McCoy applying the tag. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 2 in the game. Berardino strikes out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Swift hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McCoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Swift and he is out, Strange applying the tag. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McCoy strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Merle Hogue pinch hits for Vern Kennedy. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Strange hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 3 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to second. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gallagher hits a pop-up towards short. Lillard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Trotter now pitching. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rubeling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dean hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallagher. Dean reaches second base with a double. Rubeling moves to third. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0-for-4 in the game. Lillard takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Moses hits a line drive towards first. McQuinn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lobbs hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Athletics. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-3 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Swift hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McCoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McCoy strikes out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayes hits a line drive towards short. Strange reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry pinch hits for Bill Trotter. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Larry moves to second. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Strange takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Larry moves to third. Strange moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Larry scores. Strange moves to third. One out. It's 8-3, Athletics. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Strange scores. Two outs. It's 8-4, Athletics. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Gallagher hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.